This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Their job, they're already on scholarship at wide receiver, do their job, then you should have an advantage in the vertical passing game, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's one thing we think we should be able to get.
That's what we were just saying. I feel like, and we're going to talk more about this as well, but that, to me, look, and we'll have time to break this down even more tomorrow up there in Chattanooga, but there are about three reasons why I wholeheartedly believe Georgia will win the game. But there are some concerns. It's not going to be easy. I'm not going to tell you, as I was saying to them, I don't think it's a blowout. If Georgia beats Tennessee 34-3, I think we'll all be shocked because that hasn't felt that way. We'll be happy, but I think we'll be shocked just because of it hasn't looked that way. 404-726-0929. Appreciate those guys being here. Bars filling up. Got to give a big shout out to Alex, man. Alex had knee surgery, guys. How long? 2 months? 3 months ago?
7 weeks ago.
Because we were up at Flowery Branch for camp.
Right. And doing the show at Hooters at Mall of Georgia.
And he normally comes up. He's a good friend of ours, and he normally comes out. Mike was trying to get him out. You know, Mike's one of these guys. It doesn't matter what you're doing or where you've been. I need to see you. And he was trying to get Alex out. Alex is like, dude, I'm laying up. My knee is swole. I can't come. And so today is his first time out. We hadn't seen him since the knee surgery. So cheers, my friend.
Yeah,
thank you for coming.
He's a good guy. A lot of our friends at Delta, you know, love this guy. And, again, he's soft as charm, and hopefully he's going to stop being such a wuss and tough it out.
See?
But, no, it's good to see, man. I mean, you know, yeah, your profile and courage, Alex. Good to see you at the bar.
See what I'm saying? This is what I'm talking about. Mike's like, come out. We need dinner. You're like, dude, my knee's in a brace.
You're messing up the dynamic. We have a four-man crew when we go out to dinner up in Buford. You know, we were shy of Musketeer this summer.
All good, man. Alex, good to see you. Love to see you guys out here. Again, the location, 1175 Buford Highway at Buffalo's Cafe. All right, we got to get to the daily download. Let's talk about our offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson. Mike, what would you grade him? We didn't talk a lot about this all week. What would you grade Zach with the offense?
Before I give you the grade, you couldn't run the football as effectively. We knew going into it. But, I mean, as we said, I mean, you knew Vita Vea was going to play. So what was your game plan, your plan B, C, and D? I didn't like, as we said, not enough touches for Bijan. Great play early in the game. Why don't you go back to it? Try it again. Went for a touchdown, 50 yards. Why don't we go back to it? Get Bijan one-on-one. He'll probably make somebody miss. I give Zach Robinson a C. I didn't like it. I didn't like the goal line. I don't like pistol in the goal line. Go high percentage, short yardage stuff, quarterback sneak.
You know what? When we got bogged down, that period in the game where it felt like we weren't doing anything.
A lot of three and outs.
Yes. That's where your creativity from your OC has to start playing in and saying, all right, we're going to pivot, show them some different things. Guys, this whole thing about saving stuff in the NFL is crap, okay? Teams, the good teams, do what the good teams do. The Philadelphia Eagles don't give a damn about whether you know what they're doing or not. They go, stop it. This whole thing about we're saving stuff for later in the season, I'm trying to win right now on Sunday. And my point is, Mike, that was where I wanted him to do a couple of different things formationally, put some guys out there and do some things. And he just kind of stayed the course, and we got stagnant.
Well, the thing is, you know, take it back to when we found out the news about Caleb McGarry. You know, again, not all of you, because most of you guys know your football, but we have some guys out there. Oh, you guys are so overhyping this. Guys, we said it back in – it's not a – this is not a Madden game. Carl and I don't have nearly 75 years of radio experience to sit there and just play, you know, grab ass, okay? You can't do what you want to do. You can't run the football because your best two tackles can't play. Now you do a guard transferring over to tackle, and needless to say, not a lot of run side on the right side of the offensive line. It took away a lot of the things you wanted to do. Hopefully that changes against Minnesota, but again, you know it. Brian Flores, the DC, is a mad scientist over there.
It's a chess match. Sunday's going to be a chess match, and if we're winning, that means Zach Robinson's game plan is really good and we're executing it. Let me hear Zach, by the way, talk about the environment, Big O, back at the studio, because he was talking about preparing for a very loud environment. This is their home opener, by the way, for the Vikings. If you've never been there, it's loud. And when they get things going, Mike said it, that damn horn, they're going nuts, and they're doing that Viking clap and all that, you know.
It's skull.
It's crazy. Yeah. So it will be loud.
And then the aliens come in, and everybody gets jammed up.
Zach was talking about that environment and preparing his guys for that. We might have some silent snap counts, all that stuff, going into Sunday night. Here's Zach Robinson.
Yeah, the biggest thing is the operation, you know, making sure I get the calls in and out of the huddle, you know, making sure we pick our spots, you know, obviously on the silent cadence. And so we got to be on the screws from a communication standpoint up front, from Mike's communication in the huddle, getting to the line of scrimmage, all those operation and procedure things in an environment like this. You know, we played there last year, but I'm assuming, you know, Sunday Night Football, their first home game, is going to be rocking even more than last year. So biggest thing is, yeah, just the overall operation. I have my part in it, making sure that play calls are in clean for Mike. He can get in and out, and those guys can communicate and go play.
He's right, guys. Last thing you want is false start, offense, number, and you're pushing yourself
71, that's Elijah Wilkinson, right?
Right? You're pushing yourself back, right, Mike, and now we're behind the chains. Don't need that. Keep that in the back of your mind. That will play a role on Sunday night. If we handle that, we're going to be fine. But we can't hurt ourselves with those penalties before the snap. Tonight, Mike, Thursday Night Football, Commanders at Packers.
Yeah, you and I were talking about this on our little podcast thing we're doing, guys. Check us out, as Carl said, Instagram, Twitch, YouTube, however you get your live stuff and streaming and stuff. But anyway, we were talking about the great way that the Commanders stop the passing game. And do you feel that, you know, Jaden Daniels is going to have a hard time throwing, or vice versa? Commanders stop the passing game for Jordan Love, but they have a hard time the running game. Can the Packers crank up the run game? That's going to be the question.
Jaden Daniels, man, this dude, how much have you guys watched him? Every game you look up, he's got like 68 yards. Every game. He scrambles, runs in for a touchdown. You look up and you're like, he's got more yards than the running back. Last week was a similar situation. They beat the Giants. He is so elusive. And I said to Mike, I think this is the key for me tonight. Don't know if Parsons, how much he plays. He played last week. We're talking about Micah Parsons. But I think Green Bay's linebackers have the ability to do some spying, Mike, and run with Jaden Daniels when he scrambles for these first downs and these situations where he picks up 15, 20 yards and moves the chains. That's going to be a big factor. But you asked about Jordan Love. I thought he was okay last week. I didn't think he was great.
Had a pick that came back on a penalty. That would have been a really ugly pick too. But
Green Bay's defense was really good last week. So, again, against Russell Wilson, he looked below average against them. And I don't know about tonight how that's going to be for Jaden Daniels. But I like Green Bay at home. I don't know about the point spread. But I do think they'll hang, and they'll be right in there at the end.
Well, one thing about Jaden Daniels, one of those narratives this offseason was, well, maybe the Commanders take a step back. No. This guy's getting better, and they added Deebo Samuel to the mix.
And he scored.
Now, if you want to talk about quarterback taking a step back, what is Bo Nix going to be this week against Indianapolis? Bo Nix was horrible. I mean, he was beyond hot garbage. They grinded out a win.
Great defense. They had a really good
Nick
defense.
Nick Benito and company bailed him out.
That's tonight, by the way, Thursday Night Football. Packers are a 3.5-point favorite. Over and under. Over under is 48.5.
GB, as you said, 3.5 right now. Yep.
All right, guys, coming up, we got more to get to, including did the Falcons offense underserve the skills of Michael Penix? What do we mean? We'll explain next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.